Good morning, church, once again. Can we put our hands together for Jesus this morning? We thank God, Father. Bible says, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. The Lord will make you glad today. You are happy, God will make you happier. In the name of Jesus. Please, this morning, do I call this a public announcement? Peradventure, you have a business that is struggling. Peradventure, some areas of your life you are struggling. Peradventure, you are even thinking of what to do, how to get out of some things. I have an advice for you. Please, please, and please, become an apprentice. Nobody has to tell you that our lawyer, Mayowa Fashola, is the son in the making. Nobody has to tell you that will be successful. Nobody has to tell you. In fact, some of us that are left school, it is after school that we have to start apprenticeship. And when you start, that's why the topic for this month is germane to our success. That is the way the world we live in has been designed by God and by us. Sometimes you are stopped. But if you are passed through apprenticeship, you go to your master and ask for direction. You know, sometimes they call it advisor. Sometimes you are stuck in life. And I don't know what you do that you don't need somebody sometimes to tell you. And some of the things that are very difficult for you, sometimes you get there, the guy says, no, that's not the way to do it. And it becomes easy because of the experience. We as children of God cannot afford not to undergo apprenticeship in anything we want to excel in. I'm not saying anything we want to do. I said anything we want to excel in. That is the sure route to excellence in life. And I can assure you, what do you want to do? You want to do business? People have been there before. People have been, whatever you want to do in life, you have to go through apprenticeship. Praise ye the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. This morning, I'm going to be sharing the topic apprenticeship with God. With God. I read from Matthew chapter 19 from verse 26. It was a situation when Jesus made the comment and the disciples were stuck. They were thinking, what's going to happen? This thing is not, he said it is better for a camel to pass through the needle, the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to get into heaven. And so the disciples asked Jesus the question. Who then can be saved? And that's the truth. And Jesus answered, verse 26, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Now, with God all things are possible. Luke 1:37. The angel was speaking with Mary. He said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Think about those two statements. And think about what you do and what I do. Now, please, what will make something impossible? If you answer me, what will make something impossible? What do you think will make something impossible? Huh? If God is absent. if God is present, it is possible. But the absence of God makes something impossible. The presence, because it said with God, all things are what? Please, I want to say, with God, all things are what? Are possible with God. Now, the question is this. Okay, with God, all things are possible. Things that are not possible, the only thing I need to ask myself, where is God? I should be looking for God, actually. So when it is impossible, I should be asking myself, is God present? Then if God is present, so what is happening? If I think God is present and things are not adding up, I should be asking myself a question. So the presence of God, what is it doing? Is God present and God passive? You know, God can be present and God can be passive. Is God present and he's not talking? When God is present and God is talking, what's going to happen? Or is God talking and I'm not hearing? That's a possibility. Or is God talking and I'm hearing and I'm not listening? Is God talking? I'm hearing, I'm listening, and I'm not taking action. Those are variables. You can add on and add on and add on and add on. But the Bible says, with God, all things are possible. Apprenticeship with God. When God is present, what happened? 2 Corinthians 4, I read from verse 6. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, a shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Shine in our hearts. In our hearts. Surely, you know, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in what? In the darkness. What did he say? He said they make the light to shine where? In our hearts. So therefore, who are we? We are carriers of light. Now, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Verse 8. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. These are the mindset of the people who are conscious of his presence. You can't knock them down. When challenges happen, it cannot consume them. They are conscious of God. They know that though weeping may endure through the night, but they are conscious of the next statement. They are very conscious. But joy comes in the morning. Well, you know what happened? Night. Let's say, think about midnight, from 12 a.m. till like 4 or 5 a.m. That's some time. But they are conscious that there will be money. Have you ever seen where there is no money? No. So as long as there is going to be a morning, let me assure you, it will surely end. You will have a testimony. I said you will have a testimony. But you know what? Can we be God conscious? Can we understand the fact that he said they are perplexed, not despair? Yeah, Can you understand that there will be challenges on this side of eternity? And I can assure you, nobody has to tell you. You live in this country that I live in. We are all Nigerians. Everybody have their own fair share. And I mean fair share. I was listening to an interview. Somebody was asking one of the president's advisors a question. He said, between January and March in Nigeria, 3,000 people have died. 3,000 people. Not 10. Not 20. Not 1,000. Between January and March. 3 months. That's huge. But guess what? God knew that we would be in Nigeria at this time. That's why the Bible says, he said, but we are troubled on every side, but yet not what? Distressed. We cannot be distressed. I said we cannot be distressed. So what I'm saying to us is, if we are not conscious of God, we are most likely going to be thinking the way we are not supposed to be thinking. Apprentice with God. Now, number two, he said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Verse 10. Can we read verse 10 together, please? Always bearing what? The dying of the Lord Jesus. Now listen to this. What do you bear first? The dying of what? No, please answer me. The dying of what? Now, what happened when that happens? That's what? That the life also of what? Might be made manifest in our body. As long as earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall never cease. Please tell somebody, don't waste your trouble. Don't waste it. Don't waste your troubles. Because I can assure you, joy is coming in the morning. And I say, concerning this nation Nigeria, joy will come. I say our joy will come. Yes! We waited for so long! But it's going to come. Yes! But you know what? The children of God must make up their minds and be conscious of God. When God is present, he said, with men, it is impossible, but not with God. But because God is present, that's why I said, because God is present, the presence of God must make people do some things, must make people live in a particular way. The presence of God has to cultivate behavior, has to cultivate reaction. The presence of God has to change. He said that we look at him like in the mirror, we change from glory to glory to glory. He said there was a measurement of 1,000 cubits. Oh, it got to my ankle. Another 1,000 was measured, it got to my nail. Another 1,000 were measured. It got to the level of overflow. I'm saying to us, there are levels to scale. Apprenticeship with God. Now, you know, the last time I said about the fact that my first point was awareness of apprenticeship. My second point was asset must have as an apprentice. As an apprentice must have. Now, let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 25 to 27. Listen, you know what? With God, now, when God is present, you know what God wants to do when he's present? God wants to change me. When God is present, God wants to change you. God wants to change me. And let me tell you, the interest of God is His image. That is forever interest of God. Forever. The interest of God is image in you. That is interest. That is what God wants to achieve with us. We cannot afford not to get it right. It's His image. He wants me to represent Him. He wants you to represent Him. He wants you to talk for Him. He wants me to talk for Him. So what God does is to change us to His image. You remember the story of Joseph? By the time Joseph got to prison, youthful exuberance, all this sense of superiority, all this, I'm better than you. Even it was God that gave him a dream. Everything that, by the time Joseph got to prison, what happened to him? Everything had, in fact, God surprised. He said that I may reduce, and He may what? Increase. So by the time he got to the palace, and Joseph was speaking to Pharaoh, Joseph was giving the testimony of God to Pharaoh. No, he wasn't talking about himself again. The Joseph that he knew had disappeared. The only Joseph that remained was the Joseph that God was with. And that was the Joseph that could manifest that level of miracle. You know where God is taking you to? And I need to let you know this morning. The Bible says, I have not seen, nor he has heard, neither has he entered into the mind of men what God had in store for them that love Him. You think it was the same Joseph that left his father? No, it was just similarity of name. Everything had changed. There was no resemblance again. You couldn't place it. That's why the Bible says, if a man is in, what is it mean? If a man is in Christ, what did he say? He's a new creature. That's the process. So please, children of God, you have answered His call, you are bearing His name. The priority of God is to change you to His image. That's His first priority. What do you think is second priority? Change you to His image. Third priority, change you to His image. Fourth priority, change you to His image. That's the priority of God. If you can ever get to that image and likeness of God, everything works for you. That's why the Bible says, with God, with men, it is what? Impossible. If you are a man, the thing will become impossible with you. Until you carry God. Am I talking this morning? Are you in church this morning? And look at me. Please, don't play games with God. So, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 25. I read, every man that strives for mastery, you want to be a master. You're an apprentice. You want to be a master. You are a child of God. You want to grow to be a servant of God, a man of God, a woman of God. Somebody that must represent God. Somebody that is going to speak for God. Mastery. You want to be somebody that lay a hand on the sick and they have to recover. You want to be somebody who does signs and wonders in His name. Jesus Christ said, He said, greater what you shall do. Mastery. Listen to me. Mediocrity has no place in the kingdom. No place in the kingdom. But God is a perfect God. And God is a God of excellence. Mastery. But the Spirit gives us an advice. He gave us an advice. Now, this is the advice. He said you strive. He didn't say you want to be a master. No, they strive for it. It's something that you work hard on. That's why the Bible says, work out your salvation. You work it out. You know, I work out almost every morning. I work out. He said, work out your salvation. Work it out with fear and trembling. You strive for mastery. You want to walk. You want to become a master. Give us an advice. He said, is temperate in all things. Now, what is temperate? I look at synonyms of temperate. Please, can you project for me, please? What is temperate? Temperate, self-restraint. You are moderate. You are disciplined. Self-denial. You are balanced. You are level-headed. You are sensible. You are rational. And you are sober-minded. Temperate in all things. Temperate in all things. Strive it for mastery. Oh! I want to be fruitful as a believer. They spoke about, was it Samuel? They said the word never falls to the ground. I remember a few months ago. So I have a privilege to want to do something, myself and my wife, so I don't want to go into detail. So somebody has to do something for us. And I told my wife what I wanted, so she has to relate with the person. So they got talking over time, and I was at the stage the woman said she wanted to give up. I said to her, I said, this has been my experience about these things. So, and I want to do these things, and I don't want to repeat a bad experience. No problem. So she did it, was okay. 2 weeks after, some people called me. They needed to do something, I recommended her. She told me how much she made. I keep saying, in this Nigeria. So, something happened yesterday. So my wife just told me, said, see me, oh. I said, what happened? Now, do you know that in the space of how many, like 5 minutes, her phone rang, somebody called from somewhere. She said, who did this for you? She said it. They said, you know, immediately when that phone was ending, another person called. Who did this for you? The same one. Three people called. They didn't know each other. You know, and they gave, and I told her, I said, if you do this, your level will change. That's changed. Let me tell you something, my brother and my sister. May you know the day of your visitation. In the name of Jesus. The people that God sent to you, may they not become your enemy. Because sometimes, it doesn't resemble it. And that's God for you. That's where God is a God of surprises. Somebody you can predict, or you can never predict God. God does not want you to be able to predict him. The only thing we know is dependable, is reliable. But you can't place God. This is what you did yesterday. This is the way you're going to do it tomorrow. Never. Temperate in all things. And let me give you an example. I read it last week. Self-restraint. Self. You know there is self in front of it. You know, he said, the dying of Christ in my body bring the life. So that is why the more you can accommodate people, the more you can forgive, the more you can, the more your heart is enlarged, the more you have the capacity to represent him. Men are looking for image of Christ. They're not looking for image, they're looking for character of Christ in men. Thank God for prayers that we pray. Thank God for fasting that we fast. Thank God for the Bible that we read. But the Bible asked, you see, we have to become living epistles. That you don't even have to talk. You know, there's something different about this woman. There's something different about that man. Temperate in all things. All things. Not some things. All things. All. All. When you are in the church, you are temperate. When you are doing business, you are temperate. When you are living with people, you are temperate. When any in all things. Is it a tall order? It's a very, very tall order. But you know what? With men, this is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Please, let me ask you a question. Put up all those temperate. Put it up. Please, can you tick it? Which one did Joseph not pass through? Level-headed. Balanced. I mean, so you can talk about the Joseph as a prime minister. You can talk about him as a prime minister with God. You can tell him the fact that Joseph sustained the nations all over the world. You can say that Joseph never had a crisis in his life. Check this out. Check it out. Do you know that we Joseph be having argument with his wife, Joseph? Look at it. Will it be, why will it be, will it, is it possible? Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Severe strain. We read it the other time. 1 Samuel 24, 1 to 6. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day which the Lord has said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thy enemy into thy hand, and thou do mayest do unto him as it seemed good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. Verse 5. And it came to pass. Now, please, let me tell you, my brother and my sister, verse 5 is important. What did I say? Verse 5 is what? Verse 5 is what? Verse 5 is what? If verse 5 does not happen to you all the time, something is not somewhere. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. That is the process of repentance. When you do something wrong, your heart must smote you. There has to be the consciousness that you do something wrong, because only the sins that we ask God to forgive, that's the only sin that God forgives. If you are doing wrong things and you are not repenting, God is not forgiving you. So there's the heart of flesh and the heart of stone. The heart smote him. That was why they said David is a man after the heart of God. God have access to the heart of David. His heart smote him. Immediately the heart smote him, David couldn't continue. He only made the first mistake. He didn't go to the second. He didn't go to the third. He didn't go to the fourth level of mistake. Anyone can make a mistake. But is God available to help you? Do you know that sometimes when we make mistakes, it is the help of God? No. Don't go there. It's just a step. I say, Father, I'm sorry. I repent. I won't do it again. Please forgive me. That's it. Some people, no. Second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, you'll be asking them a question. So God is present, but God is not active. That will not be your story. I say that will not be your story. Let me tell you something. You know what the Bible says? It says God that worketh in us. Abi, both to do what? Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is not enough to will. It is you will and you will do. But he says it's the one that worketh in us. So when his man smote him, and he said unto his men, remember, he now changed the narrative. Listen, the men said, they gave him a reason. And there were so many. Can you imagine so many voices pushing him, all his men who have been fighting with him, can he say no to them? No, he can't say no to them. If God did not put the right word in his mind, remember, maybe we're going to get that Ziklag. They wanted to stone him to death. So David decided this is the time. So David had to go near Saul. He said, this is the time. You know, I'm sure that maybe they thought he was going to kill him. David said, he just caught and left. And immediately he did that, they had smote him with his skirt alone. What about if he had killed Saul? He will have been a rejected king also before he assumed the throne. That will not be your story. I say that will not be. You know, some people assume some position and they have been rejected. And look at what he said to his men. He said something to them. And he said to his men, the Lord forbid. Look, let me tell you something. If you are a master and you have apprentices, please let them know that you are a servant of God. You know what? Knowing that you are a servant of God creates commitment. Because the heart of kings is in the hand of the Lord. When you are a master and you are not acting as a child of God, you know what happened? You know what you are raising for yourself? You are raising people who are going to be like, no, act. David said, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master. May you not hurt your master. I say you will not hurt your master. Some people can't let them say anything about anybody. And they do not know what is happening. And their angels recording. They open their mouth and say anything. He said, no, never. This is not going to happen. No. My master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth my hand against him, sin is the anointed of the Lord. My brother and my sister, you know what? Have consideration for God in everything. Think about God. Let me move on to my last point today. Now, you see, my number three point is consistency of motivation. Apprenticeship with God. Consistency of what? Motivation. I'm not talking about motivation. I'm talking about consistency. Check your Bible. Check men that get there. Check their motivation level. Read your Bible and check them. Check well. People that succeeded. Check their motivation level. And I'm talking about consistency. You know, the Bible says you are neither hot nor cold. Consistency of motivation. Now, I define it. I define motivation as a momentum that makes you stay on course, irrespective of the challenges you encounter in the journey of your goals in life. Motivation makes you stay on course. Because it may not happen in 1 year, it may not happen in 2 years. You stay on course. You are consistent. You are not distressed. He said, but we are disturbed, we are not despair. Things will happen. Yeah. Challenges will come. When your motivation is not high, you know there is a possibility of submitting to FAT instead of FAITH. Two different things. You submit to his faith that drives motivation. Because faith never fails. It never. And motivation is what drives you to go. Anytime you say you are stopping, let me tell you something, nothing will happen. Everything you see around us is as a function of men who have sacrificed to give us everything. All of us, telephone, everything we have, wristwatching, everything is about consistency of motivation. Let me read to you from Hebrews chapter 12. Verses 1 to 2. This is an advice for everybody. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Sin is a criminal. Is a criminal. It beset us. Criminal. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2. I want us to read together. Let's, it's an advice. 1, 2, 3, go. Do what? Unto Jesus. Do what? Okay. Wait a minute. Joy that was set before me. What is your motivation? There was a consistency of motivation. That was what made Jesus run through. That was the momentum for the success of Jesus. Who, for the joy that was set before him, what did he do? He endured the cross, he despised the shame, and is what? Sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Ah, you will finish strong. I say you will make it. Look at what the Bible says about Jesus. Now, he said, who is the author of faith? Jesus. So he wrote it. He authorized it. He's the author of faith. He's the author and the finisher. So therefore, and if the Bible says looking unto Jesus, that is it. So every faith hinged on the name of Jesus. That's why the Bible says God has given Jesus a name that is above every name. Cancer is the name. Diabetes is the name. Poverty is the name. Everything that you experience that is negative is a name. God now gave you and I a name that will handle every of these things. I speak to you this morning. Everything that is troubling you and your destiny. Is it barrenness? Is it sickness? Is it lack? Is it everything? In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle in Jesus' name. Name! Consistency of motivation. And let me look at this. I did this. I drew a curve, motivation curve. Please, can you show me the two curves, please? Look at it. This is a healthy motivation curve. Look at it. Now, motivation gets to like 100. It came to 80, return back, came to 80, goes up, came to 80. Because this is a healthy motivation curve. You know what? There can be resting time. There can be time that you get discouraged. But you can't allow it to go down. Please, put your unhealthy one for me. This is dangerous. Suddenly, you're at 90. You came to 40. You know what? It's rising up 70. Back. No, this is unhealthy. You know why? You can't, it is too, this drop is too much. So it will be difficult to accomplish tasks and goals in life. You will be tired. Now in marriage is not a 100-meter dash. What is motivating you? In marriage, what is exciting you? So there has to be something that motivates you to wake up in the morning and say, yes, I can do it. When you are tired, please go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, believe God for the next level of energy to move on, to go on, to go on, to go on. I can assure you, we surely get there. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, I'm going to be reading to you from 1 Samuel chapter 30. I call it the Ziklag experience, which I don't care who you are. Ziklag experience. 1 Samuel. So, you may ask yourself a question. A man that has been anointed to be king, who was running away from his master, from pillar to post, suddenly, the man just started a business. Let me give you an example. And suddenly, people came and raided the shop and carted all the goods and he borrowed the money. How is he going to feel? Does it not happen? Somebody have tried. I'm telling you, he has tried. He did everything. Suddenly, you have to lose your job. Ha! What is this? You know? Pour water. Water is not enough. Pour water. Water is not enough. Pour water. Water is not enough. There is hope somewhere. There is hope somewhere. Suddenly, they said no. Have you not felt like that before? Yes. But do you know why? No, it could be part of the training. Verse 1, and it came to pass when David and his men came to Ziklag, on the third day that the Amalekite had invaded the south and Ziklag, smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. It was the only house that he has. It was the only place that they stayed just to at least to keep body and soul together. And he has been anointed. You are born again. You are spirit filled. You are tongue talking. You are praying. You are fasting. Where is God? God is present. Why must this happen? So, verse 3. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. You don't want to understand. It was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Where will the cry start from? Some people will want to start crying. They will jump down and say they want to start. Men of war, great men of prayer. Verse 4. Then David, led by David. Because this is a cry that everybody must cry together. Led by David. And the people that were with him lifted up their voices. You know what it means. And wept until they had no more power to weep. That was some level of weeping. No. I'm talking about weeping as in weeping on top of their voices. They've lost hope. Where is God? That's the problem. But you said it that keepeth Israel. Did that stumble or slave? What happened? God! Where are you? Couldn't you defend this? Couldn't you protect them? They've lost hope. Hope! Ziklag experience. When I'm telling you this morning, God is present to you. Verse 5, and David's two wives were taken captive. Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. Verse 6, and David was greatly distressed. But David said, this is the end. I don't want to be king again. He was distressed. I don't even want anything again. I don't want to be king. I don't want to be born again. I don't want to pray again. I don't want to fast. This thing's not working. Yeah, it's not working. Leave me alone. What is it? How long do I have to believe God for? What is happening to me? Am I the only one? I've been anointed many years ago. We can't even see the throne. This is what we are running around. At least one problem. How can we move from fire to fire? This is not fear, God. No way. Apprenticeship with God. When God is present. And David was greatly distressed. Why? For the people speak of stoning him. Let's finish this king. This is a fake king. Fake. He's a fake. The anointing is fake. He doesn't know how to pray. The prayer is not working for him. We are not even fasting again. We won't listen. It's not working. So they wanted to take loss in their own hands. Let's finish everything. They wanted to destroy everything. They wanted to kill David, King David. Why? Because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. What did David do? 1, 2, 3, go. But David did what? Encourage himself in the Lord is God. Let me tell you something, my brother and my sister. Encourage yourself in the Lord today. Because God is present. I want us to rise up this morning. Please, worship team, can you just give one or two songs? God is present. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And you know what happened to David at that point? Actually, do you know? Immediately, the Ziklag they burned was what led David to begin to start his reign. Let me tell you something. Weeping may endure through the night. You know what happened? Joy cometh in the morning. I say your joy will come. I say your joy will come. My brother, my sister, let me tell you something. Nobody can shy away from the challenges you are facing in this country. Nobody. Oh, we cannot say all is well. Because we cannot say it. We'll be lying to ourselves. But in spite of everything, God is with us. God is with us. God is with us. And Romans 10:31 says, give God be for us. Who then can be against us? Everybody that is against us becomes the enemy of God. Every enemy of your progress, they will become the enemy of God in the name of Jesus. Let's just worship God.
In my
rise, thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, forgive me, and I have lived in a lie that you are able to bear. Oh,
David encouraged himself in the Lord is God. Oh, please be encouraged this morning. Please be encouraged this morning. And David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. Verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, listen to me, God still wants you to stand. God still wants you to stand. You are a child of God. You cannot be defeated. You are a child of God. You have what it takes to overcome. You are a child of God. You can stand in the face of all the challenges. He said, Lord, shall I pursue after this trouble? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake and without fear recover all. I want to begin to pray this morning. God of heaven, I recover. Oh, Father, Lord, my God, everything that is my destiny. Yes! I'm a Nigerian. God, I take delivery in the name of Jesus. This morning, oh God. Yes, the situation might be saying something else, but I look up to you, God. Because you are God. Because you are God. You have what it takes. You brought water out of the rock before. This morning I look up to you, God. Let all things work together for my good. Let me be blessed in this land. You have kept me safe and secure. I trust you that you will keep me and my family safe and secure. But Father, Lord, bless me in this land. Let me prosper in this land. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we are grateful to you this morning. Because with you all things are possible. Say with men, this is impossible. I know for sure that a situation that people are passing through is not possible with men. But Father in heaven, I pray this morning, show up for us in the name of Jesus. Ah! Father, show up for us in the name of Jesus. It looks so pleasant, Ziklag. Who they will have had a picture of how their wives have been slaughtered. But God, you preserve them. Lord God of heaven, preserve us. Preserve our children. Father, preserve all that concerns us. Father, above all, preserve our nation. In the name of Jesus. It seems as if Nigeria will not work. We decree and declare today that Nigeria will work. I say Nigeria will work. In the name of Jesus. It seems as if the man that is anointed by you, it will be difficult for him to get there. Okay, it was so difficult for David, but he got there. The anointed man will get there. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God of heaven, please bless us. Let your sun shine upon our lives. Let us not be discouraged. We worship and adore you, please. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we share the grace together this morning? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Wait a minute. Before you share surely, let me tell you something. Now, before you share surely, is God with you? Is God with you? Is God with you? Please, I beg you, act like someone that God is with. Talk like someone that God is with. Think like someone that God is. Behave like somebody that God is. And please, please, and please, be careful. When you pray, believe what you have prayed about. Say surely to somebody. Say surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. God bless you.